Con Pastor John.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. And also welcome back to Hong Kong. And so you go through the same experience that we are now experiencing. And praise God that we're here. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we are so privileged to be able to gather together. It is the grace of God. And although nowadays we are facing difficulty, and Hong Kong is going through some kinds of anxiety, you know, everywhere. I mean, people are scary, and praise God now, every one of us are trying to find some mask. And so Vic is now becoming our hero, because he's able to buy a lot of masks from Thailand back to Hong Kong, and so we are able to provide. If any of you need some mask, and we can spare some, and so hopefully the mask will be ready in the coming days. You know, mainland China is now having their long holiday, so every one of them just stop working, and but they will begin their work probably in the coming Monday. And so we hope the mask will be ready and to provide Hong Kong. And also we are so sorry that we need you all guys to wear your mask, not because of fear, not because of other things, but because of love. Hallelujah. We want to protect each other, and we also want to participate in the prevention of the spread of the virus, okay? And we don't want to help the virus. We just want to stop it, okay? And we don't want the virus to come to Hong Kong. And so although nowadays we haven't have any of us died because of the new virus, still we need to do something for the prevention. And also we need you all guys to have your hands sterilized before you come to join our service. We also need to have a thermal scan. And this is all security measure. And for those who are unable to come to join our service, we still provide online broadcasting through Facebook. And you can ask our assistant to let you guys know the link, and so that you know how to join in the online Facebook broadcasting. And so the people can participate at home together with us. So hello, all those who are now participating, you are one of us. Hallelujah. Amen. And so none of us will be left alone. And we are all together. Amen. Amen. So praise God, we're still here. And we don't know what will be happening in Hong Kong. But as far as we are here, as far as we are able to worship God, we still need to give our Lord a big praise. Amen. Let's give our Lord a big hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Today, I would like to share a very important theme that we should always bear in mind, is that we're not worshiping a big God. God is able. Say together, God is able. Because we are now worshiping a good God. We are not worshiping other things. We are worshiping a good God, a big God, a very powerful God. So let's read the scripture all together to begin the message. It is written in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Let's read it together. One, two, go. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Say together, with God, all things are possible. Let's pray. Oh Lord, thank you for this time so that we once again can come together to meditate on your word. Oh Lord, help us and strengthen our faith through your words so that we all will be strengthened. We all will restore our faith in you. And we also pray for all those who are not with us. So we also pray for all those who are watching and participating in the service online. May your grace be also be upon them. Your peace be upon them. Your protection be upon them. And for all those who are now in the frontier to fight against the virus, we also pray for them. Oh Lord, be with them. Strengthen their bodies, their soul, their spirit. so that they have the faith, the strength, the power, the wisdom, and the love to fight against the robbers. Oh Lord, be with them. Give them the love and the peace deep inside their heart. And they know that they are doing good things for the welfare of the city, as well as the Wuhan and Hubei, and all those who are now in great anxiety, be also with them, O Lord. And peace be with them. And restore their strength and health, and heal them from their sickness. Deliver them from all the infection, O Lord, because you are their God as well. Oh, we pray that your grace be upon them and help them to return to you, O Lord. Although many of them may not know you, we still pray for them. And so that we will know you. You are their God. You are their hope. You are their strength. You are their salvation, O Lord. Deliver them because of your grace. Deliver them because of your love. And we all pray for all those who are ruling, who are administering over these cities, this country. We also pray for the wisdom that you are giving them. Give them the wisdom so that they will know how to handle this case, as well as all those doctors, all these nurses, all these scientists, be with them, so that they will fear you, and they will know that you are God, and they will return to you. And you reveal to them how to handle all these things. Oh Lord, help us and protect each and every one of us. All of us are yours. And we declare that you are our God, our omnipotent God, our strong God, our big God, our good God. You are our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now we come to your word. Help us to know you more, and so that our faith be strengthened once again. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God that we are all here. And we all know this, the beginning from the first day of December last year, that we know that there's a new virus spread from a city in Hubei. How many of you have been to Hubei? None of you? Hubei? Wubaksang. Any of you? No? None of you? Okay. I've been there 3 times. Not last week. For the last couple of years, especially Wuhan. I've been to Wuhan 3 times because I got some friends over there, and also some pastors. I know a lot of pastors in Hubei, and they're my friends. Of course, in these few months, I haven't any chance to talk with them and any contact with them. Still, we miss them. And many of them are good Christians. Many of them are good pastors. And of course, you know, Hubei or Wuhan. Wuhan, you know what the meaning of Wuhan? No. Not really Wuhan. Wuhan. No? You don't know what the meaning? Wuhan means army, fighting. All this martial arts, you know? Han means man, big man, good man, soldiers. Wuhan means soldiers, okay? Means soldier. A place of fighting, a place of warring, a place that people want to take over, you know? Because it is a central part of China, like a heart of a man, the central part of China. So all these people will like to take over this land in order to take control of the whole China. So everything begins from the heart. And although Beijing is the what we call the capital of China, we know that many people know that in order to take over China, they need to start from the heart. And so all the armies that want to take control of this place, in Chinese we call the Zhongyun Deidai. Zhongyun Deidai is the central part, the central plain of China. And so nearly everything begins from this place. And now the virus begins from this place. You know, I'm thinking that there will be big things happening in China, a very drastic change happening in China. And now Hong Kong is also infected in some sense, although it is not as severe as in Wuhan. And now, out there, I just checked the figure. Up to now, we all over the world, we got about 14,000 confirmed infection. Confirmed, 14,000. And but most of it, more than 99% of this infection is in Hubei, China, not elsewhere, but in Hubei, especially in Wuhan. And up to now, about 300 died of this disease. And all of them are also in Hubei, not elsewhere. All in Hubei, the Hubei province, all died, 300 died over there. And in Hong Kong, praise God, and we should still continue to pray for Hong Kong, and only 14, up to now, only 14 confirmed case, not die, confirmed, just confirmed case. And none of us died in Hong Kong. So God is still okay, but we still need to do something to prevent the virus coming to Hong Kong. And so we praise God, and it is not like, 2003, the years of SARS. How many of you experienced the SARS? You experience? So all over Hong Kong is like a death city. Like a death city. Because the SARS in 2002, it broke out in South China, Guangdong province. It broke out. And so Hong Kong is greatly infected. And one person brought the virus to Hong Kong and infected all over Hong Kong. Nearly 300 people died in Hong Kong in that year. 299 died. So we're all very scary. And now, once again, virus come to Hong Kong. So everywhere, people are scary, you know. So, but we are very quick in reaction. So everyone wear a mask and get all the hands infected, disinfected, and sterilize everything, and then clean out the floor and the lift and the button everywhere. So we are now very quick in motion, because we have experience. In that year, we have experience, and I also have experience. In that year, 2003. Although I at that time I was also the pastor of this church, but at the same time, I also serve as a chairman of the hospital chaplaincy committee in Taipo, and I also lead the memorial service of a nurse died because of SARS. So I can experience the sadness, the lostness, and the fear all over Hong Kong. And at that time, people are very scary because we are all mutually suspicious. Oh, are you infected? Are you infected? So we are mutually, suspicious. And everywhere, full of anxiety. And so at that time, because I'm the chairman of the Chaplain City Committee, I make a decision. And then, okay, maybe we need to comfort the whole city because the whole city become a death city. And so I put up all the banners, all the banners everywhere over Taipo. And the banner, what is put on the banner? We put some verse, peace be with you, everywhere. Everywhere in Taipo, peace be with you, peace be with you, everywhere. And then we also put a broadcasting board in MTR. We pay for that. I forget it's about 8,000 a month, as far as I remember, and peace be with you. I put those words on the board, and so we really want the city to experience God's grace, amen. God's peace, and so we have that kind of experience. It's really very scary because we don't know much about that virus, and now, people are also scary because of that experience. Okay. And although now we didn't have any death case, still we're scary. We don't want all these things to happen again. In this scripture, we found that God is good. God is able and God is powerful, but the people are thinking, hey, why all these things happen? Why all these things are happen? Although these things happen, we still believe that God is able. Amen? We still need to have that kind of faith because we know and we believe, we trust God is a God that has created the whole world. We are not trusting on some deities, some earthly deity. No, we are believing, we are trusting a God that has created the whole universe, including the virus. Oh, people will ask a lot of questions. Hey, why God allow virus to, you know, spread over the world? When I was a kid, I was always asked by someone, hey, why there bacteria in the world? Why there are some cockroaches in the world? Why there are some mosquitoes in the world? You may ask all these kinds of questions. But I still trust that cockroaches are also created by God. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Including mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are not created by the devil, also created by God. Amen? Amen? After the curse, the whole earth changed into a place that is not like Eden, the Garden of Eden, way back in the days of creation. The whole world is cursed. But still, I believe that God is still in control. Amen? Say together, God is in control. Amen. The first thing we need to fully trust our God is that we believe God is able to protect. Amen. Say together, God can protect us. In the book of the Gospel of Matthew, we come across a few passages. And especially in the book, in chapter 14, it is recorded that one evening, after Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, after that, he went to pray, he went to, you know, withdraw from the crowd, and then in the evening, wow, because he has left the disciples and went elsewhere to pray, But because of the big waves and the big wind, and the disciples, although they are professional fishermen, and they are at that time on the boat, they are unable to control the boat. And was, you know, because of the big wave and the big wind, they are very, 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 very scary. But in that evening, they saw something walking on the sea. And so the disciples said, hey, is it ghost? It is Jesus walking on the sea. And Jesus told them, no, don't be panicked. It's me. Ah, why you can walk on the sea? They're very, very scary. First, they're scary of the wind. Second, they're scary of the wave. Third, they're scary of the ghost. Hey, it's a ghost walking on the sea. Jesus said, no, 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 no. It is me. Peter said, if it is you, can I go to you like you're walking on the sea? Jesus said, okay, come, try. And so Jesus tried walking out of the boat and tried walk on the sea. And for some moment, he made it. But because he is so afraid, because the wind is so big, the wave is so big, and then he began to sink in the sea. And then he cried out to the Lord, oh Lord, save me, save me, save me. Jesus said, hey, spread out his hand and then hold on Peter's hand and save him. Jesus said, why you don't have the faith? Why are you scary? Don't be afraid, it's me. Fear and faith, you know, always opposite. If you have faith, you will not be fearful. If you are fearful, maybe you are scary of something. maybe you don't have the full trust in God. But because of that, you cannot experience the power and the miracles, the grace of God. We need to have faith. And Jesus held Peter's hand and saved him. And Peter is very clever because he needs to pray. And he knows how to pray. And he learned to pray. Not play, but pray. In time of difficulty, in time of anxiety, in time of danger, we need to pray. You know, when we all watch over the TV, lots of information. We're so worried. People are so worried. My whole family is so worried. You know, my kids. Oh, yeah, daddy. How can we handle this? We need to do something. Yeah. Just try our best to, you know, do all these prevention, security measures, and all these things. I comfort them. When they were still young, we have experienced SARS in 2003, 17 years ago. At that time, my son was only 10 years of age. And he hasn't experienced all this anxiety, all this fear. And now he has experienced this new virus. I told him that, hey, it is still okay. Keep praying to God. If you are scary, okay, no problem. Pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray. And ask God to protect you. God is able to protect us. Just like Peter. Hallelujah. When he was scary, he prayed to God. Pray to Jesus. Oh, Lord, save me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just 4 words. Hallelujah. The shortest prayer ever in the Bible. Oh, Lord, save me. You may ask a lot of theological questions. Hey, why not you say in Jesus' name we pray? Hey, no time. You know? Huh? Just 4 words. Oh, Lord, save me. So whenever you have difficulty, whenever you have problems, whenever you are fearful, just ask God, oh Lord, save me. Simple prayer, hallelujah. God will answer you. Give a Lord a big hand, hallelujah. Simple prayer. And this prayer is not because of your faith. Maybe because of your fear, just like Peter. Oh Lord, save me. And Jesus hold on his hand and save him from the sea. Brothers and sisters, we need to have the faith that God is able. Say together, God is able. You know the promise of a God. So read some scripture from the book of from the Psalm. Psalm chapter 121, verse 6 to verse 8. So read it together. 1, 2, go. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Wow! God will preserve you whenever you are going out or coming in. Wherever you are, God will protect us. Amen? God will protect us. Hallelujah! It is the promise of God. It is a promise of God. God will protect us. Some people will argue with me, hey, God may not be able to stop this pestilence or this plague or this disease. No, God can. And God promised to protect us. Let's read another scripture. Psalm chapter 91, verse 1 to verse 6. So read it all together. 1, 2, go. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High God will rest in the shadow of Almighty. I say, God, Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snares and from the deadly pestilence. He will come over you, cover your fathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that fires by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. This is the promise of God. Amen? He will protect us from all this plague. He will protect us from the pestilence. Hallelujah. And above all, he will protect us from the snare of the devil. The devil cannot kill us. Even if the devil can kill our body, he cannot kill our soul. Hallelujah. Amen. We are God's children. Hallelujah. Amen. The protection of God is upon each and every one of us. But of course, we should not be too naive. Oh, God can protect us so we can go straight to the ICU. Hallelujah. Oh, we will not be afraid of the virus. Oh, virus, come. God is protecting me. No, no, no. We are not doing all these things. In the same scripture, you know, in the same scripture, Jesus also told us very important things that don't tempt the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Don't tempt your God. Although God protect you, but don't tempt him. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Say together, God is a good God. Amen. Secondly, God, our Jesus is able to heal. Amen. He is able. Say together, he is able. You know, day back when Jesus was on the earth, all the sick guys come to Jesus because Jesus healed the sick, including the lame, including the blind, including the mute, including the crippled. All these men came to Jesus and Jesus healed all of them, one by one. Even the group all together. Some people will just touch his cloth and immediately got healed. So, because of that, Jesus attracted a large crowd around him. Many people like to crowd around Jesus, not because they like to listen to his sermon sometimes. They just want to be healed. Hallelujah. For the sermon, okay, Jesus' teaching is very, very good. These Jesus' disciples want to learn from Jesus, but not all of them understand everything. But many of them want to get healed. And of course, some people want to come to Jesus because they want to get some food. Hallelujah. You know, when after Jesus has fed the 5,000 on the mountain with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, he attracted a lot of people, the multitude around him. But when Jesus said that, oh, no more bread. My body can be eaten. My blood can be drunk. Oh, yours. What are you talking about? And then they left Jesus. They left Jesus. And Jesus asked Peter, hey, why are you not leaving? No. We will not leave you because you have the truth of life. So Peter wanted to follow Jesus because of the teaching, because of this word, because he believed that Jesus is the Messiah. But other people, maybe because of the bread, because of the food, because of the healing power. Undoubtedly, Jesus' healing power can attract a lot of people, and we trust that God can heal. But God is not just healing our body. God, our Jesus also wants to heal our soul. Our Jesus also wants to heal our spirit. Amen? Amen? I know, you all know that Jesus can heal. And Jesus can surely stop the pestilence. I trust God. Hallelujah. You know, all through the scripture, we read a lot of scripture talking about this, all this plague and all this pestilence. And if we come together and pray to our God, God can stop it. Amen. Do you trust God? Surely God can stop it. Although now we don't know why God allowed these things to happen. But we know that God can stop it. Amen. But the problem is that all in the scripture, we know that Jesus has already predicted or foretold that in the end time, we will be experiencing lots of earthquake, plague, war, all these things will happen in the end time. So this pestilence, this plague, is a sign of the end time. Jesus is coming pretty soon. Amen. Say together, Jesus is coming. So this is a sign. Jesus wants to tell us that I am coming pretty soon. I am coming pretty soon. And now we experience some new virus. We don't know the exact name because people call it differently. And some people call it is Wuhan pneumonia. Some people say that it is some kind of new coronavirus. Different name. But for us, it is not new thing. You know, in the last two decades, we have experienced different severe respiratory syndrome. And we go back to the last two decades, at least we've experienced these things. In 2002 to 2003, we have experienced SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome. It broke out in southern China, including Hong Kong. Hong Kong was infected. It broke out in Guangdong and then infected Hong Kong. And at that time, more than 8,000 confirmed case, more than 8,000 at that time, including Hong Kong. And at that time, about 774 people died because of SARS. And out of these 700 plus, 299 died in Hong Kong. So you know why the whole city become a death city. People are very, very scary. They don't know whether they are infected or not. And when people got infected, no matter how strong you are, you become so feeble, so weak, and all of a sudden, you lose your life. 17 years ago, we have experienced. And then in 2009 to 2010, we got a H1N1. Some people will call this swine flu, broke out in Mexico and U.S. It is so severe, so scary. And in that time, I let you know that, you know how many people got infected? In U.S. and Mexico, how many? 1.3 million got infected over the world. 1.3 million. And how many people died at that time? About 16,000. Wow. Much more severe than SARS, you know? SARS, only about not more than 800 died. But because of the H1N1, swine flu, more than 16,000 people died over the world. And then in 2012 and 2015, another disease called MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, broke out in Saudi Arabia in 2012 and then in Korea in 2015. At that time, about 1,300 confirmed cases, about 500 people died over the world. So severe. And nowadays, we are experiencing another thing. In 2019, the Wuhan pneumonia, it broke out in Wuhan, in China, and 2 months ago. And up to now, about 14,000 people around the world got infected, and about 300 died. But it's still not stopped. The number will increase pretty fast. Some people predicted that the number of infection will double every week. Every week will double. That means next week should be more than 25,000 infected. Every week double. So it is pretty fast, pretty fast. And we should pray for that. We should pray for that. And you can understand why people are so scary. Yeah, people are so scary, but we should do something. At least we should pray. Not just pray for ourselves, brothers and sisters. Hong Kong is relatively still safe, although people are scary. Yet, in Wuhan, they're very, very, very scary. You know? No one can go in, no one can go out. And all the boundaries are stopped. And people are crowded in Wuhan. And then most of the infection are in Wuhan now, in Hubei. We need to pray for them. Pray for the people, pray for the residents, pray for the nurses and the doctors over there, and then pray for them. And also pray for the officials, pray for the government. And so God will give them the wisdom how to handle all these things. Lots of problems happening in Hong Kong. And people will ask, hey, if you say that God is in control, why God allow all these things to happen? If you check with the Bible, we'll know that God allows all these things to happen because of something. God has a purpose. I'm pretty sure that God is the God of creation. Nothing is out of his control. He allows rivers to spread. He allows all these things to spread. Maybe because of some reason behind. We are not quite sure. But we should reflect on ourselves and pray over the land. There are several reasons in the Bible where we can talk about that. One reason is that prayer can be a judgment from God because of the sin, because of God's judgment over some problem. And people, because God wants to let the people know that they have done something wrong. God wants them, all these people, all his people to know that, yeah, God is a God who is in charge of the world and who will repay all these people who are sinning. But of course, not all the reasons are because of the sin of yourself, but maybe because of sin of someone. God is judging. We may not be the one who are responsible for the sin, but because of other people's sin, we are also infected, you know. We are so influenced. God is doing something to let us know that God is not a God who hasn't seen all these things. God is a God who is in control. And God is a God that is the God of judgment. Secondly, through the prayer, God wants to teach us some lesson of humility. And people need to be humble before God that, yes, we are not able to control everything. You know, a Chinese and is an, at this moment still, I can say that it's an atheist nation. And not all people believe in God. Actually, many people believe in science, believe in technology, believe in money, believe in their own power, but they don't believe in God. So they want to seek some way out, some technology, some scientific ways to handle all these things. Yeah, I think all these are good. But we should be humble enough that we are unable to do anything. There is something that we cannot control. A lot of things that we cannot control. Way back in 2003, a doctor, I don't know whether you know these guys or not, called Joseph. Joseph Song Chao Yo, Sam Zhou Yu. And he is a doctor who take the lead to fight against the SARS. And he himself is a Christian. And he bear witness. He said that, "Hey, guys, we're so frustrated," he said. "We don't know what this SARS is, what this kind of disease is. We don't know how to handle it. We don't know what medicine we should use. We don't know how to prescribe it. We know nothing." He used the word ignorant. "We are so ignorant. We don't know how to handle it." He's a very famous doctor. And he claimed that he knows nothing. All the medicine used, all the facilities we've been using, we can do nothing. And they're so frustrated because they don't know how to handle SARS. So frustrated. And through this frustration, he called all the doctors as a team to discuss over that. And all of them confessed that they can do nothing. And then he invited all of them, if they're Christians, maybe need to bow down and to pray over God. And so he called all these Christian doctors to pray. And asked any of them to lead the prayer. No, none of them lead the prayer. And then Joseph, he himself, lead the prayer. And he confessed to God, we should be humble. We should be humble before God. We should confess that we can do nothing. Although we are so-called professional. We can do nothing. And he confessed before God. And then when he came to the dead end, he knew that the only way is to pray over God. And he gave thanks to God after the prayer. Maybe he said that he don't know why, not just kinds of coincidence, but from that day onwards, he found that one by one, his co-worker released and the patient got discovered. All these patients, he found out that all these patients, one by one, including the doctor, including the patient, recovered from the sickness. He don't know why. Maybe God listened to their prayer and listened to our prayer, listened to the prayer of his children. But you know, the problem is that they confess that they know nothing, although they are so-called professional doctors. They don't know what this virus is. Virus. Say together, virus. You know what virus is? You know what virus is? Virus. Virus is actually smaller than bacteria. Bacteria is very small, very tiny living things. But virus is even smaller than bacteria. You know how large is millimeter? Centimeter? You know centimeter? Centimeter? Okay. Centimeter? 1/10 for centimeter is a milliliter? Millimeter? Okay. Bacteria probably is about 1,000 parts of millimeter. But a virus is much more smaller than bacteria. And people think that, what is it? It is not bacteria, it is virus, much more smaller, very, very, very tiny agent. What is it? And people discover that it is just kinds of RNA or DNA covered by some protein code. And then it is a living thing. Scientists say that it is not living things. It is a dead thing. Scientists think that it is not dead thing. Oh, what is it? It is between living and the dead. Oh, what is it? People don't know what is it. Normally, it is dead because it does not have any living thing sign. No symptom of anything living. It is kind of parasitic. It when it has got some host come into the cell, and then it can duplicate or replicate itself through the cell. But if it is outside of the cell, it can do nothing. So it spread over. Whenever it comes into the cell, it can replicate itself, copy itself, replicate the same type of itself in a very rapid rate. But when it get out of the cell, it can do nothing because this is like dead things. What is it? No one knows. So it is something between the living and the dead. Hallelujah. Very tiny thing, very tiny agent, parasitic agent. But it can be very, very notorious. It can be very, very harmful. And it caused a lot of diseases all over the world. And so the doctors said, I know nothing of this kind of virus. Very, very, very small thing. But it can cause great harm all over the world. Brothers and sisters, we should be humble. Just a very, very tiny thing can cause to turn the whole world upside down. Brothers and sisters, God is the God of Almighty. If you brag over yourself, If you think that you can control everything, if you believe in science, if you believe in money, if you believe in technology, hey, I just send a very, very tiny, 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 tiny virus, and you know nothing about that. Say together, we should be humble. Amen. Amen. God is an almighty God. Thirdly, all of us should know the power of God. Brothers and sisters, when we see all this pestilence over the Hong Kong city and over China, some people are scary. Yeah, I think it is normal. As a normal human being, we should be very careful. But you know, in the Bible, especially in the book of Psalm 78 and 105, when the psalmist recall all the stories of the plagues in Egypt, the 10 plagues that God has sent to Egypt to deliver his people out of Egypt. You know, when the psalmist recall all these things, they are not telling us, hey, you should be scary. No. The psalmist is encouraging us to give our Lord a big praise. Brothers and sisters, when you see the pestilence, when you see the plague, what emotion is in your heart? Are you afraid of something? Yeah, you may be afraid because God is an almighty God. But deep inside our heart, we should give our Lord a big praise because our God is an almighty God. Amen? Our God is an almighty God. No one is bigger than him. Hallelujah. No one is bigger than him. Brothers and sisters, so in Psalm 78 and 105, the psalmist are praising God when he recall all this prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fourthly, through the prayer, God is bringing his people back to him. Hallelujah. God is bringing his people back to him. You know, when he sent the 10 plagues to Egypt, although Pharaoh's heart was hardened, at that time, he, our God, delivered his people out of Egypt through the plague. Brothers and sisters, God sent plague to deliver his people. And I am quite sure that God is doing things in this end time to bring his people back. Brothers and sisters, you know, we as Christians, we have a mission to bring people to God. To bring people to God. But most often, we forget our mission. And God will do something to bring people to him by his own way. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, you know, in Taipei, there was a doctor. In the days of SARS, he got infected in Taipei. Got infected. A very famous doctor in Taipei. Very famous doctor. He got infected. And people are very sad, very sad, because he has healed a lot of people. But he himself got infected of SARS. But after days of treatment, he got saved. And he became Christian. And God healed him from the sickness. And he recovered. And he bore witness to God. God is a good God. Amen? Amen? Brothers and sisters, we should pray for China. God is doing great things in China. Amen? God is bringing his people to him. Let's give our Lord a big hand. Hallelujah! So keep praying. Keep praying. I give you three very important responses. One is to pray. Say together, pray. Whenever you watch over the TV, when you watch over all this news, don't just get the information, but please get back to your closet. Kneel down before God and pray for Hong Kong, pray for China, pray for the whole world. Amen? Secondly, we should protect and love. Now we wear masks. Now we should sterilize our hands, not because of fear, but because of love. We want to get involved in all these prevention measures, because we do not want our neighbors to get infected. We should protect ourselves in order to protect others. Hallelujah. If I am not infected, then you will be safe. Hallelujah. Amen. Protect yourself in love. Thirdly, praise in fear always give our Lord a big praise. Amen. Maybe we may not be able to gather together. I don't know. Now we are able to gather here. But we don't know what will be happening soon. Yet we can still join hand in hand or through the internet to praise our God. Don't just drown yourself, overwhelm yourself in fear, panic, anxiety, but always praise our God. Amen. Amen. So musician, come over. And so we'll give our Lord praise and worship. And so in these difficult days, we are still believing our God and so have this kind of kindness and peace before our God and trust God is a God who saves us, protect us, heal us, rescue us. Hallelujah. Amen.